sir, and what is your name, sir?
Jonathan Ortega.
Okay, who's going to, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing, so just hang on to the phone, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Ortega?
Yes.
Could you please state your full name and your ABC number?
Jonathan Ortega Cardenas, and my ABC number is 323234.
Thank you, sir. We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the two allegations that are on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on December 5th, and you signed a paper that day. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. On
yes,
December 5th. On that paper, there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire a lawyer at your expense, or you can represent yourself. So did you hire a lawyer today, or will you represent yourself in this hearing?
If I could hire a lawyer, is it for free?
No, that would be at your expense.
Oh, I'll do it at my expense.
So do you want to stop this hearing and hire a lawyer, or do you want to represent yourself?
I want to represent myself.
Okay, so most people do. So most people do not hire an attorney. So, okay, so I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look on the screen to your right, so down at that end of the bench, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me, here in the middle, is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over on my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room with us, and you'll see him in a moment, there he is, the Honorable Mr. Westby from Department of Corrections. And he will represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So Mr. Ortega and Mr. Westby, I need to swear you in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Ortega?
Yes.
And Mr. Ross, thank you. Mr. Ortega, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, sir, I'm going to read each of these allegations to you, and I'll need you to tell me if they're true or false. Okay, sir?
Okay.
All right, so this will start phase one of your hearing. And the first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend anger management counseling on or about October 10th, 2018, as you were directed. Mr. Ortega, is that true or false?
It's true.
It's true? Okay, I'll mark that one true. And then the other one, the second allegation, is you were in violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Western Regional Parole Office at 801 South 16th Street in Phoenix for a face-to-face contact visit on October 15th, 2018, as verbally directed on October 10th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Ortega, is that one true or false?
It's true.
That's true? Okay, thank you, sir. Then based on Mr. Ortega's admission, I move to find him delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal rights of company. So, okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. And I'm marking some paperwork. Okay, back to you, Mr. Ortega. We'll go to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we do, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us some background information. So just stay on the phone, and we'll be right back with you in just a minute. Okay, sir? Thank you. Mr. Westby.
On October 1st, 2018, Mr. Ortega was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested on November 5th, 2018 by Phoenix PD, no new charges. He was back in U.S. custody on November 5th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of February 22nd, 2018, 21 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, aggravated assault, 2.5 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score, 4.4. Mental health score, 3. Substance abuse score, 2. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of Westside 24th Ave Criminal Street Gang. He has no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs noted. After his return to DOC, he received disciplinary on November 10th, 2018 for positive refusal UA, which he was found guilty of. It's a major violation, and this is for refusing to submit a UA. He also received disciplinary after his return on November 9th, 2018 for disobeying verbal written orders, which he was found guilty of. That was a major violation, and that was for refusing the house. He has no other arrest on record. His community risk score is G5B5.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Ortega, we have a written summary of what happened while you were on parole. And it looks like you were originally released homeless, but there was a lot of trouble trying to find a place for you to go live. And you were going to go to Cass, and then you were allowed to go stay with your brother, right, on Southern and 16th Street?
Yes.
Okay, but then later they found out that your father lived there, and your father had been a victim in a previous crime of yours, so that's wouldn't violate the conditions. So your parole officer was not able to approve that place for you to live. So they found you a place at TLC, which is a halfway house on Roosevelt, 2202 East Roosevelt. But then you never went there, sir. So where did you go?
That's because from there, I was at my brother's house.
Right.
And from my brother's house, I was waiting there for them to come back, and they never came back. They never showed up back. They took a long time to come back, so I left. And I left from there, and I was just considering myself still at home, so I was kind of upset because my brother wasn't there.
Right.
And it was taking a long time to come back. So I was just, from there, I just left to UK, and I wasn't really roaming the streets or anything. I was just waiting to probably, I don't know.
Okay, but you were homeless then again.
Yes.
And did you get a hold of your parole officer?
No.
No? Okay. And you weren't out a very, very long time. Did you look for work, or did you have a job?
No, I was trying to work, because I was attending to the parole office thingy. I was going there and checking up to see if I was doing okay. But I was gonna ask for help before I was gonna get sentenced in prison and stuff.
Okay. Had you had a drug problem in your life? Had you had a drug problem before this?
No.
No? Because it looks like when you got back to prison, you had a discipline for a positive or refusal to give a UA.
No, I wasn't refusing. I couldn't use the restroom at that time.
Oh, you just couldn't give a sample. Was that it?
I couldn't give a sample, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. What were you doing when the Phoenix PD picked you up?
I was homeless. I was sitting in the corner of Circle K because I didn't have nothing else to do, because my brother had left, but he didn't show up in time.
Right.
He didn't show up when I wanted to stay there, and so he just, so he didn't show up, so I just left, and then that's just okay for a minute. And so, I don't know, probably waiting until the cop picked me up so I will have somewhere to stay for now, so I get straight on what I'm doing.
Okay. So you were just sitting there, you weren't doing anything in particular?
No, I was just sitting there.
Okay.
So the cops came for me.
Okay. So, Mr. Ortega, why didn't you get in touch with your parole officer? She could have helped you.
I know, it's because I wasn't thinking at that time. I don't know why. I think I was upset, or I don't know, I was depressed of what was going on.
But you weren't using drugs, you say?
I wasn't.
No? Okay. All right, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Anyone have a question? Okay, Mr. Ortega, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the chance to make a final statement. Is there anything else you've thought of that the board should take into consideration?
I was just wondering if you could restate me so I could go out there and then have try again. Because this time I want to go to the halfway house and really try to, like, find the state, because I was doing really good before. I was doing really good at my brother's house before they even had to turn their back on you like that, how they did, you know?
Okay, sir. All right, thank you, Mr. Ortega. The board is going to go into discussion, and we just ask that you stay on the phone and just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you in just a minute. Okay, sir? All right, the board is now in discussion. And Mr. Ortega had quite a lot of difficulty, mostly about getting a residence established, and, you know, he talks about his family, and it really, because of the fact that his father was a victim, that is not going to be an option for residents. So I'm not seeing him as a good person, a good candidate to return to community supervision at this point, but he's got a release date coming up pretty soon anyway, so I'm thinking the best thing for him is just to complete his time. But seeing no additional input from fellow board members, then I'm going to make a motion based on information in warrant 2018W3112. I moved in our discussion with Mr. Ortega. I moved to revoke community supervision, as Mr. Ortega was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, specifically by absconding for 21 days, during which time his parole officer couldn't monitor his activity.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Dr. White. Agreed. Mr. Johnson, Mr. Neal, Mr. Kinnears. Okay, Mr. Ortega, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. But we're showing a release date for you of February 22nd, which is not all that far away. It's really only, what, a little bit less than 2 months away, sir. And that, on that day, you'll be released, but you won't have a parole officer to worry about anymore. So you'll be able to go and live with your family or wherever you want to live, really, because you won't have to worry about checking in with the parole officer. So we certainly wish you the best, sir, and thank you for participating in your hearing today, sir. Your hearing is over, and if we'd appreciate if you'd give that phone back to the CO3.
Okay.
Okay, sir, thank you, Mr. Ortega.
Okay.